say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Ladies and gentlemen, Project Veritas is at it again. We now have PBS. PBS workers on tape, once again showing you what the left really thinks about you, what they really think about America, and what they have planned for you. And this is just a small fraction of what Project Veritas has as part of this project. More will be coming. But here is Principal Counsel Michael Beller from PBS, inciting political violence and radical left-wing communism.
Anyone buy the names? We offer all the Republican voters and Homeland Security will take the children and we'll put them into re-education camps. In these times, which are unique, these kids who are growing up knowing nothing but Trump, you know, for 4 years, you gotta wonder what else they're gonna be like. Are we raising a generation of intolerant, horrible people, horrible kids? They have Sesame Street characters in the classroom, and they watch PBS all day.
I'm going to go home and watch it.
Most people are dumb.
It's good to live in a place where people are, you know, educated and know stuff. But can you imagine if you lived in one of these other towns or states where everybody's just stupid?
What's great is that COVID is spiking in all the red states right now. So that's great.
Why do you think so?
Because either those people are come out to vote for Trump, just the red states, or a lot of them are sick and dying. PBS has like real news. But CNN doesn't have real news anymore. It's just a talking head talking about Trump all day long.
I can't stand it. I mean, every once in a while I look at Fox News and it makes me want to throw up after 5 minutes.
It's all this Joe Biden shit now, all that Joe Biden, you know, scandal, which is all made up, it's all ridiculous. And they are pushing them so hard, it's unbelievable.
So do you guys just ignore it?
Yeah.
So this is what they think of you folks. They want to put you in re-education camps. They want to take your children. They think you're a bunch of dumb MFers, but they'll never debate you because they're the dumb MFers.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
It's my life in a box in front of me. Take it off in my arms, it's the soul of me. You walk by, ask to see me lay face down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, broadcasting live at band.video and theresistance.video and thewarroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. We're going to be joined by Evelyn Ray in the second hour to discuss some of the global developments right now with the increased COVID lockdown. And some of the other madness as well. You're just, honestly, you're going to laugh. It's just such a clown world now. And then Tom Papert from National File on in the third hour with us. I've got a ton of news that I'm going to get through today, a ton of video clips as well. I'm going to really be focused here in the first hour to get through all of it. Here, though, I think is the most important thing for us to be percolating on in these crazy times to live in America. Now, let me give the current context of this with President Trump, who just spoke in Alamo, Texas. By the way, more than a million people tuned into that online. Biggest online viewership for any Trump speech that I've seen yet. They would usually peak out at maybe 500,000 on Right Side Broadcasting. It got almost up to a million today live, President Trump speaking on Right Side Broadcasting on their YouTube channel, which they'll probably ban soon. So Biden can't do that. Of course he could never do that. Biden couldn't draw flies to a poo-poo platter. But President Trump, again, talking about the election theft, also disavowing the violence at the Capitol. But it just looks and feels like the sunset on President Trump. And it looks and feels like the sunset of the hope that we could restore this republic with President Trump, or politically or legally or lawfully or peacefully. And that's the hole they know, the globalists and the Democrats and the Chinese, that's the hole they know they have forced us into. And then while President Trump was talking, you had the DOJ and the FBI do a live press conference that magically started as soon as President Trump started speaking. Magically. I'm sure that wasn't by design. Where now, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI and the DOJ are launching the full force of their investigative indictment powers. Any powers they have now said they will launch against anyone and everyone that was inside that Capitol building. And they're using all their technology, facial recognition, tracking and tracing you. They will arrest you from New York to Florida to Alaska to New Jersey to Oregon to Washington to California to Texas to Arizona to New Mexico. They're coming. So all the BLM rioting, all the Antifa rioting, $2.2 billion in property damage, no investigation power, no indictments, no facial recognition, nothing. Oh, but now that the people have turned against the biggest criminals in the United States of America, in U.S. history, in our capital, now the FBI's been activated. Now the DOJ's been activated. And it's all a warning to you. It's all a warning to you, the Trump voter, you, the Trump supporter, you, the American. You have no rights. You don't have a First Amendment right. And now they're coming for your Second Amendment right with their next false flag event, which is this weekend and on Inauguration Day. By the way, look at this violent riot of Trump supporters in single file line walking through the Capitol. I mean, oh my gosh, the horror. But they're all going to get investigated by the FBI and the DOJ. And they were bragging, licking their lips, drooling at the mouth that they finally get to unleash their totalitarian authoritarian power today. They were just loving it. And that they got to do it right when Trump was speaking too. All an exhibition of defeat of Trump and defeat of America. And it hurts. And it hurts even more because we did have hope that we could do this with President Trump, and it looks like the sun is setting on that hope. So we're back to square one. We knew we were here, but now we have almost zero. In fact, we really have zero political leverage at this point. And we'll never have any political leverage because we don't have any elections. They're all fake. They're all electronic. They're all stolen. Oh, yeah. So there's one of the developing headlines, and it's going to be worse. FBI opens 160 cases investigating people that stormed the Capitol. They're coming after all of us. Again, nothing for the riots and the terrorism of the Democrat Party and the people that incited it and the people that were on the ground, which, by the way, were congressmen. Remember, Democrat lawmakers were promoting the violence, bailing out the ones that were arrested, and were boots on the ground at those events. Zero arrests, zero investigation, zero press conferences, nothing. Whole city blocks burned to the ground. Business owners standing outside their businesses begging the Democrat terrorists not to destroy their businesses. And they went in and they bashed them over the head with their sticks and their skateboards and they watched them out, bleed out and die on the streets. And the FBI and the DOJ said, nope. Nothing to see here. And the mainstream media said these are peaceful protests. But we'll get more into that. The total hypocrisy, the total Twilight Zone clown world order that we're entering. But now back to our biggest dilemma. There will be protests at Capitals this weekend and in D.C. on Joe Biden's fake inauguration day. Now, these are already being set up for a false flag, just like they attempted to do on the 6th and really failed. I mean, they're still running their operating procedure, but they wanted the Capitol to burn. That's why you saw the BLM Antifa people in there saying, burn the MF-er down, burn the MF-er down, leading the charges, breaking the glass, all of it. Those are the ones that won't get arrested, by the way. They're on the good list. Unlike Matt Gaetz, who points out he can no longer fly, he can no longer post on social media, what's next? Can't have a gun? Well, yeah, that is what's next. So we are in such a desperate time, and the enemies of America know that this is the last time that the soil is going to be ripe to plant the seeds of freedom again. Otherwise, the soil is going to be hardened for a long, cold winter, as Joe Biden calls it. Dark times in America. Under President Biden, he admits it. Of course, he's killing America. That's his agenda. Kamala Harris will come in and mop us up. But so they're planning on putting agent provocateurs, but I mean the real deal, not just some Antifa or BLM people they can get to hype up violence, but I mean real, real agent provocateurs. CIA, FBI, who knows, Mossad, Chinese, they'll have them all out there. And they'll fire off a first shot, they'll shoot a policeman, they'll try to shoot a congressman, and then they'll blame the Trump supporters that showed up with the guns. Now, here's what's so difficult about this. What else are we supposed to do now, folks? Because, you know, if we promote any of these protests, they're only going to lie about it. They're only going to set it up as the next big false flag, and they're going to intentionally shoot someone with one of their agent provocateurs to blame Trump supporters and then say we can't have the Second Amendment. So it's like, do we continue to execute our First Amendment? Do we continue to execute how Trump won the election with the millions of Trump supporters in the streets? Nobody shows up for Biden? Or do we retreat and hold fast, knowing that it's going to be a setup to take our Second Amendment, and do we just accept that we no longer have free speech in this country, but we fall back to preserve the Second Amendment? Wow. That's the current situation we're in. So our free speech has been eliminated. Now they're coming for our Second Amendment, and we have to make the conscious choice. Do we accept we no longer have free speech to preserve our Second Amendment, or do we move forward? Unbelievable times.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com.
So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's going to be an absolutely loaded broadcast today. Tell your friends and family to tune in. And you know, in a weird way, because I have people asking, like, okay, what's it like right now at InfoWars? What's this going to mean for you guys? They could come round you up at any moment. But also at the same time, you guys have to be number one. It's like, yeah, our ratings are through the roof. But that's just because of how bad it is, and people now realize that our analysis, our transmissions were the most accurate, were the most real, and so they're just funneling here, looking for the information, looking for the intel, because everywhere else that they normally would go has completely sold them out, except for a few outlets. Now, I'm not going to get caught up in all of that right now, but it is a blessing that we're still here. It's not only a blessing, selfishly for me personally, as somebody that's completely deplatformed and banned, to have InfoWars, to have banned.video, to have the infrastructure that you've built by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. But I mean, what a saving grace it is for the world to have InfoWars on air. Folks, there's a reason why they came after us before even Donald Trump. And this is not a knock on Donald Trump. He's the man in the arena. And if he falls, we should tip our caps, not attack him. But we were here with this audience, with this movement, with these transmissions before Donald Trump came down the golden escalator. We're the genesis of fighting the globalists. We're the genesis of exposing the fake news and exposing the Satanists and the child sex trafficking rings that a lot of these politicians are blackmailed for their involvement in. So there's a reason why they came after us first. So, I mean, by the grace of God, are we still here? And also by your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a good thing that we have InfoWarsStore.com because that makes it easy for us to maintain our funding because we sell the best supplements. So it's like, hey, supplements are in. We have the best supplements. So people go buy our supplements. Even our haters go out to test our supplements to try to prove how bad they are or whatever. And then they test them and they're like, wow, this is actually the best type of supplement I've ever seen. This is the best for energy with the Turbo Force. Wow, the Super Male Vitality really is triple cold pressed and it is effective. Yeah. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. We do still have the New Year's Revolution Revitalized Pack. We do still have the New Year's Resolution Energized Pack. And of course, the New Year's Resolution Energize and Revitalize Pack. That's all six of the formulas from the Energize and the Revitalize Pack at 60% off. That's the best deal going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That includes Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, Ultra 12, Bodies, Vasobeat, and Knockout. And that pretty much takes care of your day right there. Don't forget about the Survival Shield X2. Don't forget about the Lung Cleanse, the Winter Sun Plus, the Pollen Block. It's all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we still have the number one deal on emergency food right now on the internet. That's what we've done. We've sourced out the best deal, the best price, the best quality, and then we just made our price better. And you can get over $800 off our year supply of emergency food right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me finish up my points from the last segment before we get into the rest of this incredible news today. So yesterday I kind of realized this while I was live on air, so I didn't really have the time to do the full data analysis and then release on air, but now I've done it. But it was weird when I mentioned this yesterday and then the Gateway Pundit had the same story right when I was thinking of it. It was total synchronicity. Headline at GatewayPundit.com. TheGatewayPundit.com. Who is behind the planned armed march on Capitol Hill, and is it a deep state plot? And so people saw these flyers going around and they kept trying to find out who created it, where are they from. Could not find them. And it was a couple of them that were specifically going viral. They could not find them. And of course, when you see people calling for an armed protest, which is what this thing is marketing, of course, it's got the Chinese. I mean, it looks like a Chinese flag, folks. I mean, so it's clearly Chinese propaganda. It's all just a joke. They think America's so dumb now because of what we're putting up with. They just literally put their flag on a flyer and then say armed protest. So it's 100% set up, guaranteed. Here's the problem. We've had our election stolen, and now we have no voice on the internet, on the digital platforms. So what is our recourse at this point? So now we can't even go to a protest because they're going to set us up and false flag us, but we can't even put out our information on the internet because they've totally censored us. I mean, I hope people realize how serious this is. And this is not about fear-mongering, folks. I'm going through this with you. We're all in this together. And as soon as we, the people, kind of figure that out, maybe we can maybe flip this whole board over. But here's where I'm at. I can't consciously take a stand against the First Amendment and free speech. I can't consciously say, hey, don't go out there and protest. You're being set up. However, we can warn you this is what's coming, and then we can make our own decisions whether we're going to be taking part in this or not. We have plans to be at the inauguration, and now it's like, do we back off because they just want to arrest us as soon as we land, claim we're inciting a riot? Folks, they took videos. These people are so deceptive. They took videos. It's probably on the front page of the New York Times still. And they lie about the timestamps, so they show Trump speaking and then people rioting at the Capitol, even though it was hours before. They just put these timestamps up or take it from a different time or, like, take the Western time zone and then, you know, put it next to the Eastern time zone. Total shenanigans. Total false flag. And they're going to do it again with the rest of these protests. So it's like, do we just give up our First Amendment knowing we're going to be set up to fall back on the Second Amendment as a self-defense final level mechanism of protection? Or do we just continue the protesting and just say, look, be peaceful. That's our motto. Be peaceful. No guns, no shooting. We're peaceful. We're peaceful. And then do just like an unarmed march from Virginia to D.C. instead of the armed march that people are performing. But here's the other thing. They want to make it out to be like Trump has total control of all of his voters. He doesn't. So there is no control of this restoration of the republic. And there's going to be people who are going to promote armed protests at D.C. that are legitimate people. They're going to be veterans. They're going to be oath keepers. And they're not in it for violence, but it's just going to be like what happened in Richmond, Virginia, a peaceful armed march. It's just, hey, man, you know, we know you're stealing everything from us and we're pissed about it. And we're just trying to warn you, we don't want a violent confrontation. But now we all have to be smart and we all have to be measured. Have we already successfully proved that Trump supporters outnumber Biden supporters 10,000 to 1? Or do we have to do it again on Inauguration Day? Do we have to continue to execute our First Amendment peacefully at capitals every weekend, or do we fall back knowing we're about to be set up to take our Second Amendment away with our First Amendment? This is the rock and the hard place we're in between.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab. All officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Talk radio great again.
This is the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
What would you tell a body of people, a nation of people, whose free speech has been taken, whose elections have been stolen, whose businesses have been closed, whose banking has been shut down? In other words, what would you tell a nation of people who no longer get to live their lives and mobilize freely as they choose, as they desire? What would you tell those people? How would they beat the oppression? Now, I don't think I could ever tell somebody not to execute their rights when they're in the right, which I believe you are. Our elections were stolen and this country is in dire straits. However, and this is the key to understand, We are being funneled. We are being funneled into tyranny right now with this situation we're in. And so we have to be extremely smart and measured and pray for God's guidance of how we're going to resist this and push back against this tyranny without it being used against us as a political, cultural, societal funnel method that only has one thing at the end of it, and that's total authoritarianism and total tyranny. And the next moves that we make could result in that. Could be this weekend at protests that are armed. Could be an inauguration day when we get set up. So this is where we're at, folks. There is a story at the National Pulse. Very interesting. Capitol Hill coup antagonist is radical climate change activist. Who is that? That would be Jake Angeli. Angeli, the guy who had the buffalo costume and was called the Q Shaman. Turns out he was also protesting climate change in 2019. Well, he's been arrested. He's being investigated, or is he? Then, while President Trump was speaking this afternoon to perhaps the largest live audience in YouTube history, I don't have that number in front of me, but I'm somebody that's been on YouTube for a long time since it's been up. Major consumer of internet media, like a fiend, really. President Trump may have had the largest live audience in any single broadcast in YouTube history or internet history today. And it was like a small 20-minute speech that was very kind of downtrodden and low-key, to be quite frank with you. And while I still sit here with hope that President Trump can do the right thing to save America in the final 8 days of his administration, with every day that passes and with every time I see President Trump's body language and facial expressions, it just feels like I'm watching the sunset. And then it was even worse to have that juxtaposed with the FBI and the DOJ press conference today talking about the Capitol riot charges and how the FBI and the DOJ is now going to be used on its in its full force and capacity against Trump supporters. That's you. They're coming for you. They're coming for us because we exist. And we don't have free speech anymore. Oh, and you better believe me. If you're a Trump supporter that has like a picture of you with a gun, they're coming for you. And they will use their next false flag event to say, look, this is why we can't have guns. Because they, since they can't, they know they can't actually confiscate all the guns in America. It wouldn't go well from them. So they want to first confiscate the guns of their political dissidents in the current time space, which would be Trump supporters, conservatives, patriots. Then they'll come after all the guns. Because that way they can get the left and the Democrats to drum up a bunch of hype to go get the guns and have some people behind the gun confiscation because they believe it's against their political dissidents to stop the next big terror event. Like they explained at the D.C. Capitol, which is really mostly peaceful protest. So you had probably maybe $10,000 worth of damage. Some stuff got stolen. Most of it was infiltrated by Antifa that caused the violence and the storming. But hey, BLM, again, $2.2 billion in property damage this summer by Antifa and BLM. No FBI, no DOJ, no major press conferences, no full force and capacity, no going to your door to arrest you in all these different states. No, that riot, that terrorism is allowed. So that same concept is now going to be applied to the Second Amendment. So they'll get their Second Amendment, but they'll come after every Trump supporter with a gun until they want to go after those guns too, which will be the next move. Very serious and dangerous times we're in, ladies and gentlemen. But not to be redundant, but to hammer the point home, again, look at the total fraud of these people. Nancy Pelosi, in 2017, our election was hijacked. There is no question Congress has a duty to protect our democracy. She's not banned. She gets to say the election was stolen, which is what all the Democrats were saying for 2017, 2018, and 2019. And even 2016, but they got to do it. They got to have their riots. They got to engage in their violence, destruction. They got to promote it. all the Democrats. We played all of the compilations ad nauseum. But now that you decided to stand up, and now that it was aimed against them, the criminals in D.C., now they have a problem against it, a problem with it, and now they're building walls all over D.C. They hate walls, but now they love walls when it keeps us from them. I was clearing out my phone today, and I found this bottom line on an old video, and I figured might as well bring it up. Former senior advisor to Hillary Clinton was on Fox News, Philip Raines. And you know what they talked about? They talked about how Facebook stole the election in 2016 for Donald Trump. And I guarantee you my crew could probably plug into a SEO, probably even Google, and they could just timestamp it back to be before 2018 or 2017 and 2016, and they could type stolen election, and it'll be all Democrats, all media saying that the election was stolen from Hillary by Russia and all these other hackers and stuff. So again, they were doing it then for 3 years with no evidence. They did all the investigation, tens of millions of dollars for Mueller, all of it, nothing found. Mueller even admitted he had no evidence a single vote was switched. Zero. It actually came out that the Russians spent more money promoting Hillary than President Trump or Donald Trump at the time. Reza Aslan, very famous and influential Democrat. Remember what he said in September? If they even try to replace RBG, we burn the entire effing thing down. Oh, he's still allowed on TV. He's still allowed on Twitter. And then when they did burn the entire thing down, nobody blamed him. Nobody blamed the Democrats. They called for it. And then I have to hear this from Hollywood. Tina Fey. A return to civility. Hollywood shares its hopes for 2021. Yeah, there's the Washington Post. The 2016 election was stolen. Got a nicer way to say that? So, I mean, folks, this is unbelievable. Anybody who can still think, anybody who has a rational, logical brain knows what's going on. And I don't even have the words to say it. The Democrats, the Chinese, the globalists, the corporate government, all of it. Everybody that was against Trump, they are coming for everything. These are the most evil, diabolical, demonic creatures that we have ever known. And they're breathing down our neck. They're climbing up our leg. They're slinking into bed with us. Their fangs are coming out. And they're about to sink them into us and suck us dry until we're dead. The new BLM congresswoman from St. Louis. I don't want to unite with those responsible for the insurrection at our nation's capital. I want us to unite in holding them accountable. Oh, but remember, again, it was the Democrats that called for violence. It was the Democrats that said rise up. It was the Democrats that said this was what America's all about. And now all of a sudden they say, oh, Trump supporters are violent. They're bad. These are evil, evil people, folks.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health. Not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad, and the Turbo Force is good.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The Republican establishment is completely turning its back on President Trump, just like we knew they would. But it's even more pathetic. It's even more rat-like than we thought it would be. And it's the exact people I expected. And I want to get into what is developing right now with that. But first, just more evidence of everything I've been telling you. Story on the New York Times today, and there's similar stories on the Washington Post and other such tags. State capitals on high alert, fearing more violence. And you read this, and you would think on January 6th that a million Trump supporters with teams of snipers and rocket launchers and tanks and ballistics and missiles and everything, you would think it was a full-on war. And but of course that wasn't the case. But now it's like they're expecting like Trump's armies with snipers and recon battalions and trench warfare. I mean, it's insane. Seriously, reading this, you'd think that you saw an actual Civil War style event with Trump supporters mounted up with rocket launchers and snipers and everything else. None of it actually happened. But see, that's the sell. Like with COVID. Oh, COVID, deadly COVID. It's all fake, but they just run it in the media all day long, and then it sinks into your consciousness, your subconsciousness, and you just think it's real. So it's just more evidence of the setup that is upon us. But look at this absolute garbage. See, this is the Republican establishment, but it's not even that, because I know some of these people. You're going to have the Republican establishment the Liz Cheneys, the McCains, those type of people who are going to turn their back on Trump and all of his supporters and just sell out to the globalists. They don't even care about their popularity or victories for Republicans. They just want to exist. They still want to go to the D.C. parties, the New York parties, the Hamptons parties. They just want to fit in. They have no values, no principles. They're scum. They're lowlifes. The McCain that's on The View is the perfect example, saying Trump supporters belong in Guantanamo Bay. No, you probably belong in Guantanamo Bay. Or your father, at least. But he's in a similar place now. But see, oh, now the left that knows John McCain is a war criminal. Now the left that used to call all these Republicans war criminals, now that they're turning against Trump, oh, now all of a sudden they're good. See how amazing that is? Headline from the Washington Examiner. Replace Kevin McCarthy with Liz Cheney. Wow. So Kevin McCarthy, who stood with Trump and fought with Trump, not perfect, but, I mean, at least stood by his side with pride. And then they're going to hire some bimbo off Instagram to tell you that we need Liz Cheney to run the Republican Party, a war hawk. But let me explain how this works again. You're going to have the Republican establishment types who've been around forever, probably don't even work a day in their life, lobbyists, what have you. They're just going to turn on Trump because it's their design. Then you're going to have legitimate people pressured by the Republicans and the establishment. Turn on Trump or we'll destroy everything in your entire life, like Bill Belichick, who declines the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He obviously got threatened. They probably may have some blackmail on him from the, you know, pay-for-play massage parlor or whatever he was involved in. Or was that just the coach? I don't remember. Point is, Bill Belichick could have gotten the Medal of Freedom from Trump. He says no, because they tell you, you aren't seen or to associate with Trump ever, or we will destroy you. They did the same thing to Chris Christie. So you're going to see these Republicans, you're going to see these people flop because they've been threatened. You're going to see the establishment Republicans just loving it, praising it. Oh, it's so glad we're finally rid of Trump. And then you're going to see some of the newcomers, some of the Instagram peoples, some of the social media peoples that just like getting the clicks. They like having a picture. Oh, I got a picture with this congressman. Oh, I got a picture in the White House. Oh, I got a picture here. And so they'll just say whatever it is to stick around, like, hey, let's put Liz Cheney in charge of the Republican Party. Give me a break. This is losing politics. But they will lose. And these are the people that almost cost us the 2016 election. And these are the people that did cost us the 2020 election because they wouldn't fight for our elections. They wouldn't fight for the truth. They're cowards. They're frauds. They're in it for the celebrity. They're in it for the prestige. So in many ways, ladies and gentlemen, we're back to square one where we were before Donald Trump. The problem is they have just set their plans for global enslavement to light speed. Now, what are they doing about COVID? Well, they're bringing it back and they're saying that you were a bioweapon. You inside the Capitol were a bioweapon. Oh, who told you that was coming? Same old story. InfoWars, next year's news today. And so Pramila Jayapal, who I don't even believe this woman, but she says she's COVID positive. And now she says, oh, COVID positive because, you know, people were in the Capitol and they weren't wearing masks. And then she says any member of Congress who refuses to wear a mask should be held fully accountable for endangering lives. Wow. Even though it's a 99.9% survivability. Huh. And then there she is at the Capitol not wearing a mask. I'm honestly stunned every day at how big of liars and frauds these people are. Stunned. I'm telling you, man, when I have to sit here every day and I prepare for the show and it's just like, I didn't get in this to show you how big a liars the left liberal Democrats are. It's just like the most obvious thing right now. Hi, I'm Jayapal. Everyone not wearing a mask in Congress should be punished. She doesn't wear a mask in Congress. The damn bitch. Excuse me. I shouldn't talk like that. I do apologize, but I'm just stunned. Oh,
You can't say that you stole the election. You can't say you stole an election. They said it for 3 years. Oh, you can't say that violence is justified. They did it for an entire year, 2020. Oh, you have to wear a mask in Congress. They don't wear masks in Congress. Seriously. It's so evil. It's so diabolical. And the fact that people go along with these liars and frauds, it just tells me we're in such unprecedented times. I'm not into dehumanizing people, but I don't recognize these people as human anymore. And I definitely don't recognize them as an American. If you don't desire to be free, if you don't desire to have common sense and logic in your everyday approach to life, then what the hell are you? You're already a slave and you want everybody else to be a slave. But see, that's what it is they think they're going to be, oh, I'm going to be, you know, the house slave. Oh, I'm going to be the house slave if I just go along with it. Yes. And now they're going to, oh, now they want to have a $1,000 fine per day for people that don't wear a mask in Congress. This is total enslavement. This is total insanity. And who knows if Jayapal even has COVID. I don't give a damn that you have the flu. So everyone in the world now has to become a slave because you caught the flu. Third lawmaker tests positive for COVID-19 after Capitol Hill siege. And it's all because of the bioweapons that Trump sent in. Trump sends in his bioweapons. By the way, nobody I know that was there got COVID. We took calls all day on Monday with people that were there. They don't have COVID. I'm getting emails all day long of people that were there sending me their videos. None of them have COVID. So maybe it's you that spread COVID, Jayapal. Maybe we should arrest Pramaya Jayapal because she was in Congress without a mask with COVID. Oh, but don't forget, the Democrats actually had people with COVID in Congress without masks voting. Remember that one? Remember that story? These people are such frauds, man. But see, they're going into hell and they know it, that they're doomed for hell. They're miserable in their own skin. They know they're going to hell, so they're trying to create hell on earth so that we have to experience the hell they're going to live in for eternity. Now remember, Fauci and everybody, the World Health Organization, now they're saying, yep, it came out of Wuhan, China. We're trying to investigate. China won't let us in. Oh, but now they're coming to China's rescue. The World Health Organization's COVID mission to Wuhan. It's not about finding China guilty. Well, we're not going to say you're guilty of anything. We just need to find out where it came from. And China, of course, like blocking the lab, blocking Wuhan, blocking the investigators. You know, we went to war over something like that in Iraq, which was fake news. This is real news. There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq like they claimed, but we went to war. A lot of people died. Here's a real thing. A bioweapon came out of the Chinese lab. They won't let us in to investigate. Oh, but don't worry, China. We're not going to hold you responsible. We love you, China. And now nobody's taking the vaccine. Vox headline, it's essential to understand why some healthcare workers are putting off vaccinations. And then they're complaining because nurses and doctors don't want to get it because they're watching people die. They literally watch people die, watch people seize up, watch people pass out, and they know, and it doesn't even stop COVID. And now, though, 200 arrested by police super spreader task force in Los Angeles. The world government slavery is here.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Another question, ladies and gentlemen. Is it fair to think that what is happening to conservatives on social media, I mean, we are being censored out of existence. We are being silenced out of existence. We are being pummeled. We are being threatened. We are being intimidated out of existence. So is it fair to think that what is happening to conservatives on social media is the same thing that happened to their votes?
Well, it's not safe to assume that. We know that happened. That is Rush Limbaugh yesterday.
Can it happen in others?
Could be one of his final broadcasts ever.
Favorite philosopher,
I hope not. I hope Rush Limbaugh is around forever, a pioneer of conservative talk radio. But absolutely, Rush. Absolutely, that's what was done to our votes. But, you know, the way he put it was so clairvoyant. Well, yeah, if big tech is censoring us off the internet, why wouldn't they do the same thing to our votes? They would, and they do. And they did. And they will again. And Trump is literally the only one that will stop it. And he's got 8 days left. Sun is setting on DC right now, and I feel like it's very illustrative of where we go next. Now, listen to this clip from MSNBC, which in a small, tiny little window explains everything that's wrong right now in America and why the left and the Democrats and the liberals are the biggest threat to freedom, the biggest threat to reality, the biggest threat to humanity, but yet in complete denial and cannot understand why. But listen to what they say on MSNBC. And then let me explain why this is such a threat.
We have, there are millions of Americans, almost all white, almost all Republicans, who somehow need to be deprogrammed. It's as if they are members of a cult, the Trumpist cult, and we have to be deprogrammed. Do you have any idea how we... how we start that process, much less complete it?
Now, pause it right here, because that's really the key point, and I may go back to it. But think about what he's saying. Oh, how do we deprogram? What do we do? Well, if you were to basically answer that, you'd say, well, I guess you would show them the truth, right? Well, you'd convince them otherwise. They can't do that. They don't have any truth on their side. All they have is emotion based off lies. But it's even deeper than that. How can you deprogram me without talking to me? How can you deprogram me without having a conversation with me? Or even better, how can you challenge my ideas, challenge my thoughts, challenge my opinions if I don't have a voice and you won't debate with me? You want to try to deprogram Trump supporters? Have a debate with them. You want to try to deprogram Trump supporters? Show us any evidence that would change our mind. They can't do that. So they lie about us, they attack us, and they censor our free speech. So, again, it's just everything that these people say is so evil, is so diabolical, is so fake, is so fraudulent, is so demonic. I can't even recognize them as human anymore, but I don't want to go that far because that's not what Jesus calls us to do, but they are not Americans. So MSNBC, you want to deprogram me? Come on air and debate me. You want to deprogram me? Show me any facts or evidence about any of the claims you ever make. They could never do it. But again, they say they want to deprogram us, but they'll never debate us. Why? Because they can't do it. They would always lose an intellectual debate, every time. They will always lose a political debate every time. And they know it. That's why Trump won the election. That's why InfoWars audience is 10 times theirs, because we have the truth. We have the conviction. We have the track record. We have the pedigree. You have nothing. You have nothing but lies and big corporations that back you and big pharma that backed you, and they all control your speech. And then we want to live in reality, and you say, how do we deprogram them so that they live in our world of lies? I dare you to debate us. You never will. You canceled two of the presidential debates between Trump and Biden because you know Biden would get his ass whooped. So you can't deprogram anybody. You're the ones that are programmed. MSNBC is programmed. The Democrat voters are programmed. And they can never deprogram anybody because they'll never debate us, losers.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you found it. The most banned information transmissions in the world. In the clown world. In the corporate world government, making us all slaves. You want to find the most banned fighting for human freedom and truth? You found it. Infowars.com. And of course, this is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. Speaking for myself, I couldn't do everything I do if it wasn't for the supplements and the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I mean, it's the InfoWars life. The water filters, I only drink the water out of the InfoWars water filters. I even have the water filter shower head, so I don't have to shower in the fluoridated water. Totally fluoride free. We have the toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, fluoride free. So you don't want that calcification of your pineal gland that cuts you off from God, cuts you off from logic and common sense, which we got an interesting twist to that coming up later in the broadcast you're not going to want to miss. But from the water filters to the air filters to the supplements, I live the InfoWars life. I invite you to do the same. Big sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Super Male Vitality. We still have the massive sale on our 1 year of emergency food supplies, $850 off right now, a 1 year emergency food supply at InfoWarsStore.com. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com, keep us on air, and we salute you for doing so, and you have our word. We will remain steadfast in this fight. And let me just tell you, I've been here at InfoWars for 5 years. Alex started this company some 23 years ago. And for Alex to stay the course for 23 years every day is quite a feat in and of itself. But the commitment that we have has been proven. And so we will continue to fight as long as you give us this platform, which unironically could become the last platform ever for people to have free speech on. And I was thinking about that. Like, how would Trump even get a message out when they totally ban him and then right side and everything else? This would be it. InfoWars would literally be the only platform that would ever have him on. So please, folks, I'm not saying that this could be like Trump's last bastion. I'm just saying, like, that's the situation we're at. So continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com so we can actually have this platform of information delivery to you, the people, where everywhere else it's being censored. Now, joining me is Evelyn Ray, contributor at CauldronPool.com. And so I want to get her to talk about what the world is saying from her perspective across the pond over there in Australia, what they're saying about Trump and the election and what happened on January 6th, but also what's going on with the latest COVID lockdown. Now, this is a serious headline. In fact, I challenge people not to laugh when I read this headline. I challenge you not to laugh when I read this headline. Evelyn's already laughing, okay? So she knows what's coming. Government says avoid sex during COVID. Instead, masturbate in front of your partner while social distancing and wearing a mask. And so if you didn't laugh while I said that, you probably took BrainForce Plus from InfoWarsStore.com and are cheating. But folks, so they're now telling you, I mean, remember when Whoopi Goldberg goes on TV and says, get out of my vagina, get out of my behind. Well, tell the government to get the hell out of our lives. So Evelyn Ray, let's first start with this madness. I mean, the COVID madness just continues in Australia, even though you have like no outbreak, no death at all. I mean, is this the peak of the clown world COVID madness, or what's the latest in Australia and Europe from your reporting?
I think it is certainly like peak madness for sure. I think it's probably the most ridiculous, part we've seen so far. But I mean, it is Australia. As you said, we've sort of led the way in stupidity thus far. So stay tuned. I'm sure there'll be something next week or maybe even tomorrow. But, yeah, we've got this. They're telling us that we have to pleasure ourselves in front of our partner. But you have to do that standing 1.5 meters apart, and you should wear a mask. And if all else fails, if that fails, take to the internet. That's exactly what the government have advised.
So they're promoting pornography.
Well, I mean, it's open. It could be that, or it could be, you know, Skype or some other form of, Zoom meeting with your partner. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. But you know, you get connected with Jeffrey Toobin. I mean, you're going to get a little show.
Well, yeah, it's quite ridiculous. I think this is what happens when you treat the government like your dad, or if you want the government to be like your dad. You shouldn't be surprised when they treat you like a child.
I mean, I can't even imagine. I don't want to sit here and actually visualize the execution of this, but it's just like totally alien. And I mean, imagine like you're walking down the park or like your dog or something, and you hear someone on a bench like, oh, like, you know, me and my partner had masks on during lovemaking and, you know, I pleasured myself. It's like, ooh, what a thrill. And, but they just like take it. I mean, nobody's probably doing this, but that's what makes it even more ridiculous that they would say, oh, this is what you have to do. And then anybody that does it is just a total, I don't even know. Again, it's not even human. What else can you report on what's happening in Australia or Europe or anything that you're reporting on when it comes to the COVID madness?
There is at the moment in Queensland, the state of Queensland, which is up north of Australia, they have made it mandatory to wear a mask anytime you leave your home. And people wanted clarification. And what's really funny is the Facebook page and Twitter page from the Queensland government replied like personally to people who asked questions. And some of the questions were, what happens if I'm driving a motor vehicle? Do I have to wear a mask then? What happens if I'm on a motorbike, like a motorcycle with a helmet on? Do I have to wear a mask? And their response was yes. So they're literally making it like habit and mandatory that as soon as you walk out the front door of your home, you are to put a mask on no matter what the circumstances are. Even if you're driving in a car alone, if you're driving a bike, they're even saying with exercise now, you have to wear a mask when you're outside of your home. And that's just in the state of Queensland. In the state of Victoria, they've just implemented something called the traffic light travel system. And they've done it like thinking they're all cool and trendy, like a red, a green, and an orange light. And they're saying if you have traveled in a red zone, a red light zone, you are no longer able to enter other states in Australia. You must stay there. If you have gone into an orange zone, you have to apply to the government for a permit, like a visa. And once you've applied for that, if it's accepted, you then have to have mandatory COVID testing. And if you are in a green travel zone area, you still can't travel freely. You still must apply to the government for a permit and a visa type situation. So not only are they, you know, making it in hot zones you can't travel, they're making it basically you need to have a visa to travel within your own country, which goes against our constitution. But again, people, there's a lot of uncertainty around the constitution and the state laws, and there's a lot of confusion, but people are buying it. People go, oh, I don't want to go against the government. So we're trapped in our states. We have to apply for visas to travel interstate. And if we do go interstate, we are forced by the government to get the testing done. That's where we're at the moment.
Medical tyranny being used to bring in full tyranny. What happened in Australia, though? I mean, when this first started happening, you saw massive protests, civil disobedience. Was it because of the forceful response from law enforcement? Is that why people are so afraid and abiding now?
To be honest, I think we are very Australian. Like, we are a very unique culture, as you can imagine. We're a bit weird. But one of our things is that we are very laid back, to almost too much, to the point where we get complacent and we get lazy. And I think people have, you know, given it a red hot crack, as they would say, and it didn't work. So they're just trying to go back to normal. They want to go back to their comforts. And, you know, we're unarmed here, which is something we have to remember as well. We do not have guns. They've been taken from us.
Man, this is crazy. The alien clown world. It's coming fast, folks. I don't know if it's inevitable or if we can stop it.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. You've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Evelyn Ray is my guest, contributor at CauldronPool.com. Evelyn, also former law enforcement in Australia. So, Evelyn, I wanted to get your take as a former law enforcement officer on what you noticed from the events of January 6th, and then also just from somebody who reports on world events, because mostly we've just been kind of, at least speaking for myself, I've been pretty much domestic in my consumption of response and coverage of January 6th, but I'm curious what the world has been reporting or how they've been responding to the event. So, Evelyn Ray, as a law enforcement officer, what did you notice about January 6th? And then as a reporter, what are you noticing about the coverage of this coming from around the world?
Yeah, to be honest, there hasn't been great amount of coverage here in Australia. We're flying a bit blind, and it's only like people who are sort of awake and who are going to alternative news sources like yourselves that were able to sort of get a snippet of the truth. But it's really difficult to gauge a sort of fair perspective on it all. Again, we're seeing like, you know, little bits and pieces. But the thing that I found, and I put a video out the day before the sort of January 6th Capitol incident. And I sort of said, from a law enforcement perspective, please, there are going to be police who are there, who are doing their jobs, who don't want to be there. I know me, for example, I don't know if I could stay in an organization that would encourage things. But if I can speak on behalf of law enforcement, that no one hates bad cops more than the good cops. I can guarantee you that, because the bad cops make the good cops' jobs that much harder. And I said, you know, crap rolls downhill. It does. And unfortunately, the organizations and the bosses and the way that the promotional system is worked here in Australia, and I'm guessing around the world, to get to the top and to get in a position of power, you have to play the game. And unfortunately, people who are free thinking, who are more libertarian and who are more conservative in nature, they don't like playing the game. I don't like playing the game. I got out because I don't like playing the game. But the people who are in those positions and who are high up are unfortunately politically motivated and driven. So they're giving orders to the recruits on the ground who are sort of left. They're basically, it's like a claw machine, which is how I explain it. The bosses aren't backing their troops. The political system isn't backing them. They've picked up the cops and just dumped them like a claw machine straight in the middle of two sides that want to rip each other apart. And unfortunately, you're left in situations where there are junior police who are on the street, because cops who do wake up get out, and cops that do wake up get off the street and go into specialized units like a detective. That's what I did. I went into a detective unit. And so the cops who are on the street are young. They're, most of them are probably inexperienced, and they're just sort of being indoctrinated from the academy. And it's really sad. It's actually just a sad situation, in my personal opinion, that it certainly is weeding out the cops who should not have a badge and who don't deserve to have one. But it's also just really sad for the cops who are legitimately joining because they think they're doing the right thing, and they've just been swamped by all this madness. And I think that's what you see happening, especially on the 6th. You've got cops that should have used discretion better. You've got people who should be more mindful of the position that the cops are in. And it's just this tug of war at the moment. And unless it changes, and unless there's trust instilled between police and law enforcement and civilian, we're going to see more of this. And it's only going to escalate, sadly.
And you know, you said it, the family-friendly version, crap rolls downhill. I mean, I would say that that leads to a vacuum where basically police units can become politicized simply because some people just want to get out because they see it becoming politicized, or as you say, the crap comes down from the top of the mountain. And I think it was probably worse in Australia. That's why you're seeing the actual police go out and enforce this crazy mask stuff. You don't really have that in the United States of America. So now they have to form a mask task forces that aren't actually police. It's like special police. But I mean, I could see that becoming a situation in America where law enforcement gets so politicized, many police officers leave or retire because they don't want to become politicized. And then it creates a vacuum where the people that want to be part of that politicization of law enforcement have the desire to get in and then enforce their will.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a new era of police. Like you said, I think that the good cops are going to leave. They're going to have enough. They're going to, you know, they're going to be doing their duties. They might shoot an armed person and they lose their job. We've just seen this in the recent months in America. And good cops who have families at home who are trying to provide for, you know, their children are going to go, it's not worth jail time for this nonsense, I'm going to leave. And then a very different caliber of police officer is what you're going to be left with. And I said this a while ago, and I'll say it again, that if people want to make friends with the wrong people, then and they want to make enemies with the police, then they better start making friends with the criminals, because that's what they're going to be left with. And they're going to be left with cops who essentially are doing the wrong thing by them. So you can't have it both ways. And you're right, it is. It's just this vicious cycle. The good cops are going to go, the bad cops are going to stay, and it's just going to be back here every single time.
What do you make of the latest moves on censorship where they're now removing the president of the United States? I mean, I don't know how you could get much bolder than that to think you're bigger than the POTUS here. What do you make of that? What are you seeing as far as censorship is concerned? Are people in Australia getting censored for talking about the election or talking about COVID?
Yeah, it's absolute insanity. Like, what a time to be alive that, like, people who own, like, social media think they have the right to suspend the president of the United States. That's mental. That's, like, full-blown insanity. And I, to be honest, like, everything that they're accusing Trump of, they're guilty of themselves. He's guilty of being a racist. He's guilty of being, you know, a communist, but they're actually just projecting their own guilt onto somebody, and they're using Trump. They've tried so many, have a look at everything they've tried to get rid of Trump, and they have failed. And, you know, like, over here in Australia, we just had our assistant prime minister, who's acting as our prime minister is away. He literally just said all lives matter, and Australia has lost their minds. Australia, all the journalists, the mainstream media, everybody is reporting that the assistant prime minister is a racist because he said all lives matter. Like, what a time to be alive when the statement that all lives, all human existence matters is racist. You know, Spurgeon said a famous quote once that 6 feet of dirt makes all men equal. And it's 100% true. But what we're seeing with this censorship is actually, no, not all men are equal. And unfortunately, it's the people who dismiss objectivity and debate. That's the language of the oppressor. That's the language of the oppressor. You want to see who's the oppressor? You want to see who is the actual person guilty of all these things? check out who's censoring people. Check out who's trying to cap off free speech, because that's how you can tell who the true oppressor is. And it's not Trump, and it's not us who are saying all lives matter. It's not us who's saying that, you know, Trump's still the president. We're not racist. Yep.
Well, Evelyn Ray from CauldronPool.com, thank you so much for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, she literally risks her life coming on and not wearing a mask. So they could be knocking down her doors at any moment. So we thank you for not wearing a mask for this interview, but we know that you've taken a big risk. So the authorities are probably bearing in on her now. They're coming to seize her assets because she dared do an interview without a mask. Evelyn, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel, and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, technocracy, or technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, I don't want to declare America dead yet because I don't believe she is, but boy, did she just take a haymaker. And we're on the mat, and we're confused and disoriented. We're seeing stars. We got little birds flying over our head. And, I mean, we are in the clutches of the New World Order. I mean, the vampire has us in its grasp. The fangs are coming out, and the conversion therapy is almost beginning. To turn America into a communist hellhole, you're already seeing the signs and symptoms. And, you know, America, for its 250 years, has been quite the success story. But it's really a blink of an eye in world history. And the power brokers of world history do not want the experiment of self-government and free market to be long-term successful, because that's how they can bring in their global government, their global slavery. And we don't get too esoteric here in InfoWars, and maybe we'll get back to that point at some day. It's just we've become so relevant in the modern day that we have to be kind of lowest common denominator with the political coverage to just get this information out there. Folks, there's a reason why you see the obelisks in every major city. There's a reason why you see the domes in every major city. The secret societies of the power brokers that control world history are ready to put an end to this experiment of self-government. And it's a bit of a test that we're going through. And if we can't survive it, then they just say, well, you tried, you failed. So that's where we're at. Now, it's hilarious. During the break, I'm watching Fox News, and they've got their little panel up there. And they're just stunned. They're just amazed. Oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my gosh. They censored the president? Like, oh, they just removed Parler? It's like, who would have thought? Who would have thought they had this monopolistic power? Now they can just shut the whole business down? Now they can just censor people entirely? And I'm just like, where have you guys been? They've been 5 years behind InfoWars, 10 years behind InfoWars, 20 years behind InfoWars. Yeah, you don't say. Or as Glenn Greenwald put it, Silicon Valley defenders, if you don't like big tech censorship, just start your own social media platform with the rules you want. Parler, okay, we did. We're the country's most popular app. Amazon, Apple, Google, we're uniting to take you off the internet with our monopoly power. Glenn Greenwald also did extensive research into who actually started the violence at the Capitol events on January 6th, and it turns out it was mostly organized on Facebook. So even their logic of removing Parler is failed. So should we remove Facebook? Well, of course not. Mark Zuckerberg is part of the whatever New World Order, whatever he's into or whatever he does with Bill Gates or who knows, man, or whatever he is. But he's in it, so he's allowed to exist even though there's so much violence that gets organized on Facebook, whether it's BLM, Antifa, or even you could say for the January 6th events. And Glenn Greenwald does have the story. This, though, is so Twilight Zone level, I don't even know how to sum it up. It's one of those things where I don't understand. I believe I can convince somebody of the logic that I use to understand or develop my worldview. And if I can't convince somebody, I can at least open up their mind to think. I don't know how to explain this. If you can't see this for what it is, again, I mean, are these, like, seriously, I'm not even trying to be funny. Are we just living in a world full of clones? Like, seriously, are these even people at this point? They're not Americans. But look at the statement that Twitter Public Policy put out today. And tell me we're not living in the Twilight Zone. Tell me you're not living in a 1984 science fiction novel. Statement from Twitter Public Policy today. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. I repeat, Twitter public policy statement today, I quote, we strongly condemn internet shutdowns. What more do I have to say? Twitter public policy statement. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. Do I need to state the obvious? Twitter engages in internet shutdowns. I go on. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights and the principles of the open internet. So Twitter admits they violate human rights. So let's send Twitter to the gulag. And Vijay Goyal or whatever her name is, the immigrant from India, not even American, she admits she's the one that spearheaded this. She's the one that forced Dorsey's hand to shut the president down. So I have nothing against Indian Americans. I have nothing against Indians in general. They're mostly great people. In fact, Indian Americans are some of the most patriotic, most informed people you're ever going to meet. But this one is a commie. And this one has the, or does not have the values of free speech instilled in her. And so now she censors the president and shuts down anyone who stands up for the president on Twitter and then brags about it. And then Twitter makes a public policy statement saying, we strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful and violate basic human rights and the principles of the open internet. As Twitter is actively engaging in the biggest internet shutdown and the biggest violation of basic human rights for free speech that this world has ever seen. You cannot make this stuff up. And then I have to get lectured by libtards that I need to be reprogrammed or deprogrammed because I'm brainwashed, but they fall for every lie, even if it totally conflicts the other lie that they fell for. Are these people cloned? Are they MK Ultra? Are they blackmailed? How are we dealing with such diabolical evil? How are we dealing with such double standards? How are we dealing with so disingenuous people? Now, the government of Uganda has replied about the social platforms that blocked NRM online users. These platforms should be used equitably. If you want to take any parts, then you can't operate in Uganda because Uganda is our country. We can't accept them to decide who is good and who is bad. So Uganda gets it. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, totalitarians, rig elections, censor free speech. The government of Uganda gets it and our government doesn't. What does that tell you? And then they say, yeah, we've closed Facebook. It's unfortunate, but inevitable. If they want to operate here, they have to be equitable. So again, the government of Uganda gets it. Twitter and Facebook and Google are in the tank for a certain political party, for a certain political agenda. And then anybody who's considered a dissident or the opposite of that gets censored or gets kicked off their platforms. And so Uganda says, no, you're not going to operate here. You're a political enemy. You're not going to operate here. You're a political operation. And this is our country. So, I mean, who would have thought Uganda? Uganda is where you have to go to get away from these tyrants? Uganda? Uganda? Our own politicians don't get it, but Uganda does? Well, salute to Uganda. They know how to fight tech tyranny. It's very simple. Remove them from the playing field. Of course, now there's some plans in the United States, in Florida, and other such places to do so. We'll have that coming up on the other side. Uganda!
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalist. And if you gave us straight-up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food, with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Banned.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID is the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Uganda, be kidding me. What you're watching is the fine cinema of Uganda here. Hey, at least they know how to ban tech tyrants. Give them credit for that. Uganda, be kidding me. Credit to the crew coming up with that one. I warned you about the establishment Republicans axing anybody who won't completely come out and disavow Donald Trump. Now it's Jason Miller, Trump campaign advisor. Jason Miller was barred from entering the Fox studios in Washington, D.C. because he's on a list of people they won't let in. So they'll try to bully and intimidate him into disavowing Trump. I don't think he'll do it, but there you go. So Told you that was coming. And now it's here. Now, back to the censorship news. So, the monopolies of Amazon and Google and Apple have decided they are going to destroy Parler. Oh, create your own thing, they said. Created their own thing with Parler, and then they destroyed it and deplatformed it. And then they lie about its platform. They want to digitally remove Donald Trump from Home Alone 2. Home Alone 2, very famous Christmas movie. I enjoy it every Christmas. I enjoy Trump's cameo. But they want that removed. And they're passing legislation to say Trump's name cannot be on anything ever. He doesn't get a presidential library. He doesn't get a monument, not a bill, nothing. Yeah, they'll probably remove Trump from every show he ever did a cameo in. Because, you know, you're not even allowed to see Donald Trump. You're not even allowed to see that evil man. President Trump, please, for your own selfish sake, they're only going to destroy you if you lay down to these people. In your final 8 days, President Trump, we're asking for God to put all of his will and might and guidance behind you to stop. Free the people of the world from these Satanists. Free the people of the world from the blackmailed pedophiles. Please, God. President Trump, you're our last hope, I believe, for a peaceful return of power to we the people. And we're just devastated watching what's happening to you. And, you know, I decided I'm not going to cast aspersions upon President Trump or insult the man in the arena. But I will always call it as it is. And the fact is, folks, Trump has 8 days left as president to do what we all know needs to be done. And if he doesn't do it, if he thinks he's going to cut a deal with these people, he's going to learn the hard way that cutting a deal with them only makes them more emboldened to destroy you. Unbelievable. They won't even, they'll remove him from the history books. They'll say he was never even president, folks. That's what they're going to do. 8 days. Marriott and others pledged to cut off money to members of Congress who doubted Biden win. So in other words, anybody from Congress who said the election was stolen or didn't want to certify the fake election for Biden is being cut off from their banks. They're not allowed to rent hotels. This is a totalitarian communist takeover. This is tyranny. This is fascism. Ariel Pink dropped by label after attending pro-Trump rally at White House. I don't know who Ariel Pink is, but apparently a singer-songwriter liked President Trump, went to the White House, and now they say he doesn't get to make music on the label. We're dropping him. Even though he claims he was asleep during the riot, he wasn't even there or a part of it. Doesn't matter. You supported Trump, you get destroyed. Facebook bans Stop the Steal content 69 days after the election. Oh, my gosh. We've got the best crew here. Guys, we should take the thinking man meme and, like, put, like, a Uganda hat on him and have him saying, Facebook can't ban me if I ban them first. Ah. So Uganda gets it. So don't worry. Facebook won't be banning any Stop the Steal content in Uganda because Uganda's banning Facebook. Ah, see? The Ugandese get it. Ah, Facebook can't ban me if I ban them first. Oh, it's just a communist hellhole, man. I can't believe they want to turn the world into a communist hellhole. And I can't believe they have these clones or brainwashed morons falling for it, man. As Matt Gaetz points out, no social media. He's on a no-fly list, too. So for Matt Gaetz, no social media accounts, no-fly list. Is no guns next? Absolutely, that's what's next. That's their plan. I highlighted their plan in the first hour. We're being set up right now for violent protests at state capitals and then during the inauguration. provocateurs will be there with guns, skull and bones type people. CIA, whatever. Chinese, Mossad, I mean, who knows, will get involved. And they'll pop off a couple shots, a police officer a good shot or someone a good shot, and then they'll say, see, you can't have a Second Amendment. And they've run this same thing in other countries, folks. We're being divided right now. We're being set up. We're being goose-stepped into a fake civil war so that the real world powers, whether it's China, the UN, who else, whatever, can come in, mop us up, and that's it for America. And Joe Biden, quite frankly, doesn't even know what the hell is going on. He's a placeholder for Kamala. He's a criminal politician. He knows he can enrich himself for however many days he's in the White House. His son, Hunter, will get rich again, millions of dollars of deals. James will be his rat hole again. Unbelievable. This is going around to Instagram models, the biggest influencers, and they're being asked to turn in anyone. Here's the official post. Give us the names of influencers with over 10,000 followers who have spent the past year promoting QAnon, COVID-19 denier or hoax, anti-masking, false news about the election like Trump won, or promoting people to go to D.C. to fight for Trump. So this is going around to all major influencers, specifically the models, so you know, the porn stars, is what it is. Instagram is just another porn site. It's pretty pathetic, actually, but I don't want to go off on another rant there. It's weird, like, as a free market capitalist, I'm like, hot chicks getting naked on Instagram for money. Oh, okay. But then it's also sad to see that that's what become, and these women are actually probably mostly empty inside. But now they'll be fulfilled because they're going to turn in their neighbor for talking about QAnon. So this is what they're doing to influencers. But really it's about the pressure, and it's about the unstated ultimatum that, hey, you better not support Trump. You better not say anything good about Trump, or we're going to make sure you're not on Instagram. And then, of course, the final moment is all about how they need to be reported so they can be removed. You know, it's really sad what has become of this. You know, the good news, I think, though, it's a polling effect. It's a polarizing effect, but it's a polling effect where some young women are obviously going to just jump headlong into being porn stars. I'm not even kidding you. When I was working at youth development, some of the things I heard young girls say just stunned me. But then you're going to have the other young girls that realize, wow, this is like anti-woman, anti-feminism. I'm more of a traditional type woman. I want to be a housekeeper. I want to be a mother. I want to be a wife. So it's kind of going both ways. And so for the young fellas listening, I would avoid the Instagram model type. They're never going to fulfill you. I mean, maybe for like 30 seconds. You know, a night or something, but that'll be it. Trust me, you don't want to get involved with these women. The state of Florida. Now, I haven't had time to fully dissect this, and this just came out today, but basically the state of Florida is trying to take the Uganda technique to get Facebook out of Florida, but also Twitter, Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet. And so the request I write today from the office of Governor DeSantis. I write today to ask that you order the immediate divestment of any Florida-held equity and debt of the following companies: Facebook, Twitter, Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet, Google. You know, one of the biggest things we could do immediately, again, the problem is we're divided as a nation, so I don't know if we could. Anything doing any business in China, any entity doing any business in China should immediately be shut down or given an ultimatum to shut down, because China owns slaves, okay? And so when your products are made in China, they're made with slave labor. So let's stop slave labor and let's boycott China. And they're doing a similar thing in North Idaho. North Idaho internet provider stands up to big tech, blocks Facebook and Twitter on its service for some customers. So, you know, cable internet providers can block Facebook or Twitter from being accessed on their server. So that's what's next, I think.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations.
And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the Patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been tuned in for the whole broadcast, you know the contemplations or discussions, however you want to put it, we had in the first hour about the upcoming protest. And I was kind of breaking it down from the different standpoints and options and things that we're dealing with. I'm now in touch with other people who are also actively investigating this and considering it. And I think, and I've talked to a couple people around here. We haven't really sat down and had the meetings. Everything's kind of fluid around here anyway. But it is, I wouldn't say it's totally official yet, but it's going to be. All major influencers and organizers of pro-Trump rallies and Stop the Steal rallies and everything are going to be calling for a stand down of all the events coming up at the Capitals and then the inauguration on the 20th. And this is to avoid the setup, obviously.
Twitter is for free speech in Uganda. That was quality.
Uganda,
Twitter,
be kidding me.
Twitter is for free speech, okay?
Yeah, well, Twitter says that censoring the internet is a violation of human rights. So therefore, Twitter admits that they're violating human rights. So I think they should be having a military tribunal against Twitter. It's obviously the only proper response. But Alex, what do you think? Is it time to stand down because they're going to set us up to take our Second Amendment rights with the next wave of protests?
I'm a fan of Uganda TV.
It's pretty high quality entertainment. Isn't that awesome?
All I know is that Twitter's trying to prevent my free speech. Okay, I'll see you later.
Well, at least it's not
that you're banned.
At least it's not the propaganda we have to deal with in our Hollywood. There's anti-American, pro-communist bullcrap. So, I mean, it may not be very high in the graphics there in Uganda, but they're not trying to indoctrinate people.
Is the thing Uganda's blocking the internet? Is that what it is?
No, Uganda's banning Twitter and Facebook from being in Uganda.
That sounds like a good move, actually.
Well, yeah, that's what we have to do. There's some internet providers in northern Idaho.
Put Uganda in charge.
As you say, I never thought Uganda would be leading the way against tech tyranny. I didn't even know they had
that's
technology.
That's the new name of the new social network, Uganda.
Uganda.
I'm telling you guys, grab Uganda dot something. That is our new social media.
Trump needs to start a social media called Trumpet.
You can't ban it because it's black.
Look at that spaceship. That's Uganda technology right there. See, that we didn't realize they had all the secret technology in Uganda, but now it's all out in the open. But seriously, folks, it's time. I think enough people have had the discussion, and so
I'm going to now openly encourage people to avoid Capitol protests. And sadly, I think we have to call off any protests at the inauguration. It's not what I want. I've explained the logic behind this. I'm not going to tell somebody not to do that. I'm just saying from our perspective, from our advice, and then from our action, it's going to be to avoid these protests. I mean, we'll be there to cover it if we have to, but we're not going to promote and we're going to avoid these things because this is the next big false flag Reichstag setup to take the Second Amendment. So they used January 6th to take our First Amendment, and they're going to use the next wave of these things, and they're really going to pull the trigger there, no pun intended, to take our Second Amendment. So we cannot fall into that trap. Having said that, I recognize the importance of executing our free speech. I recognize the importance of continuing to illustrate how Trump has millions of people that will show up anywhere, anytime. Biden can't even fill a broom closet. But we cannot be trapped again.
Is the satellite feeds of mainstream media. We got this cute black chick right now on TV with a satellite feed. No one knows she's being looked at.
Oh, doing
the
hair.
Let's go ahead and punch her up. Oh, look here. Yeah, let's just leave this up for a while. Here, put the audio up. Let's hear what the audio is, what they're saying to her. We got all these satellite feeds, like behind-the-scenes stuff. Here we go. We should have a whole channel just behind the scenes of this. Yeah.
No, they'd rather watch memes of Alex Jones. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. I would expect announcements and articles at Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, The National File. Do not be trapped. Do not be trapped at the Capitol protest. Do not be trapped on Inauguration Day. They're going to stage an event. They may do it anyway, but at least this way we're contemplating it. We're out ahead of it. We know they're going to do it. So when they do pull it off, they'll still blame us and everything, but we can sit here and say, no, look, we saw it coming.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage. But now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store.
So we should not have been surprised that it happened because there were warnings and threats made publicly on social media and law enforcement knew about it. Fast forward now to this week and lawmakers are trying to get ahead of it as well as the FBI and other security forces. And I can tell you here in the Capitol Hill, there are security checkpoints, National Guard, Metropolitan Police, Capitol Police all over this area blocking off roadways, asking everyone who comes by why they're there.
There's now
and
more
if they
military
have any official business.
In D.C.
Otherwise,
than
not
Afghanistan.
It is a completely different scene out there today as compared to just last week.
Yeah, they're building walls now, too.
Days after the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol,
now they love walls.
Lawmakers have been warned of the possibility of
war.
Yeah,
now the globalists, and the Chi-Coms and the criminals in Congress have called the military to protect them, to build walls to protect them. This is what a third world country looks like, folks. So this is now the new path of America. This is now the new trend of America. Third world hellhole. Martial law. Fake elections. No free speech. They're coming for the guns next. And that's why we cannot be tricked into their upcoming setup at Capitals this week and weekend and then at the inauguration. And then should the sun set on Trump's 4 years as president without any other fight from President Trump, then we have to reconvene, rendezvous, and analyze our options for the future and how we're going to restore human freedom in America and go back to the Bill of Rights. And it really is 1776, but that's not something you shoot from the hip. That's not something you do hastily. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still on air here thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. if you don't have emergency food supplies, it's not like a sales pitch like, hey, things are getting really bad, communist hellhole. That's just the facts. You know that. If you don't have emergency food supplies, what are you waiting for? We still have the big discount at InfoWarsStore.com, $850 off the year-long food supply, the year-long emergency food supply at InfoWarsStore.com. We go out and get the best quality, the highest quality emergency food supplies we can find, and then we give it to you at the best price at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, it's still $850 off for a year supply of emergency food. Take advantage of that before it's too late. All right. Do we have Tom Papert from the National File on ready to go? Tom, I don't know what you're hearing over there at the National File or what you have coming up, but I've now talked to a couple people and I'm hearing there's going to be other reports, and it looks like, as media or influencers or whatever you want to say, leaders, it appears that the decision has been made and I'm okay with it. It sucks. It's a difficult thing, but it looks like we're going to have to go ahead and say, tell people, do not attend the Capitol protest coming up. Do not attend a protest on Inauguration Day. It pains me to say this. It pains me to think we've lost free speech in this country. If you do go, make sure that you're clearly there peacefully and make sure you're filming everything that goes on. But they're setting us up, Tom. They're setting us up for another January 6th style event, except this time it'll be to take our Second Amendment, just like they did January 6th to take our First Amendment. Tom, what are you hearing? What's your take on this?
Well, Owen, it's kind of fascinating because I keep seeing these statements from the FBI and all of these different intelligence agencies saying that there's going to be this massive protest planned on the 17th and the 20th in Washington, D.C. and across America, all of our state's capitals. I have not heard this from anybody who usually organizes these protests. So, I mean, I'm not associated with them, but I have, as a journalist, contacts in various militia groups. I've heard nothing. Obviously, the Proud Boys, I've heard nothing. InfoWars, you're telling people not to go. Nick Fuentes is telling people not to go. So frankly, I cannot figure out what shadowy agency out there. Maybe it's QAnon. I don't know.
I will tell you, they have, in fact, I have it in my text message. I'll go through it. They have identified the group that was dispersing this. They've tracked it and traced it back to disinformation campaigns. It's all going to be coming out soon. And you know, again, though, I'm saddened because I know how this is going to go. People are going to use this to attack us, say, see, InfoWars is laying down. See, they're this, they're that. We just have to have people make their best judgment on the call. This is our best judgment. And we just have to hope that our audience is understanding and informed enough on the thing. Hey, look, if you want to go out to the Capitol and be a part of this, that's fine. That's your First Amendment right. But I'm just warning people, if you're going to do that, you're going to be set up. Make sure you're there peacefully and it's known, and make sure you film everything. But I'm telling you, we're sniffing a setup here, and I think everybody else is, and I think it's going to be to take our Second Amendment.
That's right. I mean, no, I wouldn't be caught within 1,000 miles. I'm not even going to go to Topeka. That's a 2.5-hour drive for me. You can't make me do it. No, this is very obvious. I mean, it was very obvious that what happened on the 6th, they wanted something like it to happen, in my opinion. I think it got out of hand. I don't think they wanted Ashley Babbitt to die, but they wanted there to be a spectacle so they could justify what they've done over the past week, which, as you know, they've now given the entire conservative movement, the entire Make America Great Again movement, the InfoWars treatment, totally deplatformed, debanked, de-everything. And unfortunately, most people didn't have the 2-year head start that InfoWars did. It's devastating to most folks. So, no, you have nailed it. You were right on the head. This is a clear false flag in the making. Any of these militia groups that are going, I guarantee you, they've been infiltrated by all of the worst people you can imagine. And they will use this to give Joe Biden the mandate that he did not get from his fraudulent electoral victory. Because the man is going in with over 50% of the country believing he is getting this position illegally. He needs some way to justify the tyranny he wants to bring down on the American people, and this is going to be it. It will be a reaction to a false flag event. This is my opinion, my prediction, that they are currently in the process of arranging both in our nation's capital and across the United States of America.
Yeah, and the Gateway Pundit is going to have the information about the front group trying to organize these things and set us up. And look, people are still going to go, and I understand that, and quite frankly, I respect that, and they're probably going to pull their false flag somewhere anyway, but we have to get out ahead of this with plenty of time so that when they try to run their media operations, we can at least fall back on what we've said, what we've done, what we've promoted, what we haven't promoted, to just say, here's the truth. And again, it won't even matter. They won't show us. They'll ban it everywhere. But it's a metaphysical thing, and it's being prepared this time, unlike we were on January 6th, quite frankly.
I think that's the right thing to do. And I mean, I urge people, it doesn't show cowardice. You don't go into a political fight that you know you're going to lose and then suffer massive consequences for. That's a dumb decision. You don't run for Congress if you really want to win in like a D+20 district. It's just dumb. And that's what this is, Owen. This is not some sort of brave 1776 reenactment. No, these people are going to do this so they can go take away your family's guns, so they can take away your bank accounts, so they can take away anything else you've got and make you beg to go to the FEMA camp here in a couple years.
It's just incredible. Before we come back in this next segment, Tom, 8 days left on President Trump. It feels like the sun is setting on President Trump's 4 years. I mean, it feels like it's setting on his fight. It feels like it's setting on everything, all the grounds we've gained under the Trump presidency. What are you feeling as we're watching the sunset on President Trump's first 4 years, and it appears that all of his moves have been exhausted?
Well, Owen, I think your analysis is right, and that regarding the 2020 election, he's out of options. Now, of course, you have multiple reports saying that President Trump is not going to go quietly. He's going to continue to be the spiritual leader of this movement for the next 4 years. Whether or not he runs for president or not, I don't know. Owen, it's very frustrating that Americans are now understanding this is how politics work. The GOP did nothing. President Trump had to rule, as did Obama, by executive fiat and executive orders. And now here we are. Biden can, on his first day, destroy a significant portion of President Trump's legacy. But the real legacy isn't pen on paper. It's not in the halls of Congress. The legacy is the millions of Americans that President Trump helped wake up. I mean, I love Alex Jones. He's been on the air since I was a small child. But President Trump expanded that audience just by getting out there in the arena, a man who until last week could not be silenced. And that is what we needed. That is what is going to save America. People being awake and willing to fight peacefully and politically to restore this republic.
And, you know, I wonder how President Trump can be a leader of this after he leaves the White House, because it's like, man, you got to the pinnacle and you're still calling this out from the sidelines now? You know, like, you had the ball on the goal line in the fourth quarter. You could have scored it and you didn't. So it's kind of like, I don't know if he still has that momentum. But, of course, now they're bullying every Republican that supported him. And they're now telling the Republican Party, disavow Trump or anybody that supported Trump, disavow him, or you'll never get another cent of funding from all the mega donors. And now Sheldon Adelson just died, too.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that,
We are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Some breaking news, perhaps some good news. Depends how you look at it. CNN is ending its airport network beginning March 31st, 2021. So if you fly, which nobody really wants to these days with the horrible airport experience, but if anybody's still flying, you'll no longer have to endure the propaganda of CNN as you go through the airport. So perhaps good news on that front. Tom Papert is with us, nationalfile.com. Tom, what is the latest at nationalfile.com?
We are closely tracking the situation with big tech, and especially Parler going down and what the ensuing actions taken by them. Of course, they've got this big lawsuit against Amazon. Just today, they were able to find a new person to register their domain with, the same who works with Gab is what I'm hearing. So that is very good news. But all of these networks, we're working on the story right now, are exploding in popularity. Parler, despite being gone for now a few days since Sunday at midnight, I guess, they are in the top 200 websites in the United States of America. Gab probably within the next 24 hours will break the top 500 websites in the United States of America. Telegram is exploding not just in the United States, but worldwide. And they claim they've had something along the lines of a 500% growth in the United States following President Trump's ban from Twitter. So again, this speaks to, I believe, the real Great Awakening, which has nothing to do with a super secret group of intelligence professionals. It has to do with Alex Jones. It has to do with President Trump. It has to do with everybody watching the show right now. People are fed up. I think this is a watershed moment. And while the next 2 years are going to be very difficult, we are finally, after years of dragging our feet, we are restoring our communication networks with each other. We're restoring the energy that we had in 2016 that got us to that big victory we all remember and will hopefully achieve again within our lifetimes.
Yeah, it's quite a challenge. And as you said in the last segment, It was almost a blessing in disguise that InfoWars got hit first with this, because now we're built for it. It's like everyone's going through the asteroid field now. We've already done it. We've got the ship built for it. It's crazy. I mean, this could literally be the last bastion of free speech. I mean, I want to see Gab succeed. Absolutely. I'd like to see Parler come back, but man, it's just tough out there. And by the way,
Laura Ingram has this story. I think it's worse than this. Headline, disbarring Rudy Giuliani, New York State Bar Association initiate inquiry. But I don't believe it's going to stop there. And we're being told, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that the District of New York, Southern District of New York, has indictments ready to go on Trump, Trump Jr., Giuliani, probably other people, and they're probably using this to intimidate and harass people, maybe even President Trump. I don't know what Trump's dealing with behind the scenes. I'm sure it's very serious. I mean, this is how bad it is. We're now in an authoritarian, fascist, communist hellhole regime incoming, and they're just executing all their powers now. And I can't tell if it's because they're more afraid of Trump than ever, or they feel Trump is out of the way, and so they're just going full-on totalitarian now. But I wouldn't be surprised one bit if the Southern District of New York is readying indictments for the Trumps, for Giuliani, and others. I mean, what do you make of this? How is it that people are just sitting here taking this? I guess the left thinks, oh, it's in our favor, so we like it. Yeah, that's until it comes after you. Do they not get that?
No, they don't understand that. I mean, it's been the big joke for years. They believe that when the revolution finally comes, it'll be us conservatives that are doing the backbreaking labor in the gulags, and they will be doing something fun and exciting like uniform procurement for the Red Army. I mean, that's seriously what these people believe. They believe their actions have no consequences, while our actions, even just waking up in the morning and having a cup of coffee, constitute domestic terrorism. They honestly believe this. But as I said, the next 2 years are going to be absolutely horrifying to watch as a country. I mean, there's no getting around that. But over these next 2 years, we will be able to reform state legislatures. We have coalitions in six states of state legislatures that are working to, that worked, of course, to protect the last election. Well, now these people need to look forward. We need to look at state nullification of every unconstitutional law that comes down from Biden's mouth. We need to look at state level nullification of any type of gun grab, any type of free speech. You already have both in Florida and in Arizona. It's Sabatini in Florida and Fincham in Arizona, legislators that want to fine big tech for every American living in those states if they are found to be censoring based on political beliefs or religious beliefs or anything else along those lines. So it's an incredibly difficult fight, but it is a very winnable fight to form patriotic pro-America coalitions at the state level. These are much smaller races. You will not have the same opportunities for fraud in most of them because, you know, you're talking 5,000 votes in much of the country. And I believe that this can be a stopgap, a finger in the hole of the Titanic, if you will, while we work on fixing our federal election system so we can actually someday, maybe this decade, Owen, have a real presidential election and real Senate elections and real congressional elections.
Well, that's why the establishment is coming so hard after the Republicans right now and saying you're not going to get any funding from us. You're not going to be able to stay at our hotels. You're not going to be able to bank with us. Because they don't want that state level, I think, activism, whether they support Trump or not. They don't want the state level to continue the momentum of Trump's America First agenda or getting back to We the People or the Bill of Rights. And so they'll say, oh, you're going to fight our agenda to take the guns. We're not going to give you funding. You're going to die. And most Republicans will just roll over to this because they're just frauds and cowards that are just in it for their own self-aggrandizement and the prestige anyway.
That's completely correct. I mean, when we're seeing this happen now, Kevin McCarthy refused to take a stand with President Trump, and yet now he's going to probably lose his minority leadership role to Liz Cheney, who is saying we must impeach him immediately. But Owen, this is a double-edged sword for the Republicans, because while it's true that people like Josh Hawley are going to lose whatever campaign mega donors they had, it also is now true that I can't imagine a single former Trump's, or I guess Trump voter, former Republican supporter is going to donate to the RNC at this point. They've just reappointed Ronna McDaniel, who presided over this fraudulent election and didn't bat an eyelash. They are reappointing and elevating everybody who has betrayed the president and the people, which the Republican Party, slightly more so than the Democrats, does depend on small dollar donors. Those are gone. I highly recommend, folks, if you are going to donate, you donate to one candidate who is promising to do the right things. The Republican Party should never get a dime from the American people as they sit here and blatantly, flagrantly, and publicly choose their corporate lobbying interests over you, over the president, over America. China wins in the Republican Party of today. Hopefully the Republican Party of tomorrow can be a little bit better.
Well, I think that's it exactly. And it'll just show again, the two-party system is a fraud. It's a one-party system. And, you know, there's just a lot of people that won't believe it, Tom. And there's a lot of people that are going to have to accept that we've been lied to for decades and decades. And it's a certain generation that just believe everything they've been told forever. And I think they're going to have a rude awakening here, and they're going to find out the Republican Party never had their interest to begin with, but they won't care. They'll still get the big funding, and they'll go along with everything, and we'll be right back to the fake two-party system that's really just one party working against we the people, the Republicans and the Democrats. Tom Papert from NationalFile.com, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Owen. It's always a pleasure and a lot of fun in these dark times.
I guess if you can have some gallows humor, like Uganda getting Facebook and Twitter out of their country before even we do. I mean, just amazing. I mean, this shouldn't even be a debate. Anybody that has business in China with slave labor, done. Done. We can't even do that. Oh, but the left, oh, they're so virtuous. You know, they're so great. Call out the Chinese slave labor, you frauds.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20 to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on the Alex Jones show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God, get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation, because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great, because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar 360 win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarsStore.com while you still can.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Well, it's one of those days where my analysis comes to fruition before I even get off air. Headlines, McConnell furious with President Trump, thinks impeachment will help rid GOP of Trump and his movement. So that's McConnell saying, I'll impeach Trump. Wow. Anybody surprised by the Republicans stabbing America in the back, stabbing Trump in the back? On eve of White House vote, McConnell is said to be pleased about effort to impeach Trump. Mitch McConnell. I'll stop right there before I say anything I regret. Also, now, this could be totally fake news. I know for a fact the Daily Mail does fake news. Not saying everything they report is fake, but I've been a part of some of their fake news, so just that grain of salt. Ivanka Trump planned to attend Biden inauguration against Donald Trump's wishes, and apparently Trump was going to have some launch party for Trump 2024 the same time as Biden's inauguration, and Ivanka was going to skip that and go to the inauguration. But that could be totally fake, but that's what's being reported anyway. Is his own daughter turning against him? Has she been against him the whole time? With Kushner slinking around? Very interesting. Now, a member of my crew, Sam, does great work. You're probably familiar with him now. He's been doing more investigative research into the events of January 6th, and he found a very interesting compilation of the development of events there, which once again points to leftist infiltrators causing the violence. So, Sam, what did you find here?
Well, I've been doing a little bit more research on the guy who you see when Ashley Babbitt's actually shot. He's the individual that's using the Kevlar helmet to bash the window in. And basically, this individual was caught doing things at different points in the Capitol, usually by Jaden X. So here you see in the first video where he's actually coming from behind the police line towards the crowd of Trump supporters. So it's kind of a mystery why that guy was on the other side. There were no people over there as far as I can tell. They were all being held back there on the left side of the screen you see by that police line. But he appears to come from the back, yelling, acting like a fool, smiling, talking about Epstein, different kind of stereotypes that you might consider, you know, Trump conspiracies or Trump supporter type conspiracies. So you see him doing that. There's another video or another angle where he's at the scene where Ashley's shot. And if you look at that right there, it appears that he's actually given a helmet by the gentleman there in the Trump hat with the "Don't Tread on Me" flag around his face like a bib or whatever. That's the gentleman who had the helmet or appears to hand him the helmet a little later on. Cause right there, you can see he's got like some kind of Fargo floppy eared hat type deal. There's the guy handing him the Kevlar helmet. Sort of looks like he's saying something like, you do it, I'm not going to do it. So I'm not sure if they knew each other, if they were working together, but that's definitely the handoff point, for the helmet. So again, very suspicious activity. You see him getting ready to, go ahead and cause a scene. Another interesting anomaly with this individual is that after Ashley was shot, and you see him there breaking the window and using his helmet to bash in the glass. But after Ashley was shot, he moves over towards the police over against the wall, and he's actually able to, okay, he flashes Ashley to go ahead and go in. You know, he moves over towards the edge of the police, and he backs down the stairs. So you see him do that. He goes down the stairs. The police go around him. And there's that individual there in the corner. It looks like he's using a bag to put away his hat or some kind of clothes. People were saying that he actually did change outfits or change clothing at the location. So we're still trying to review different angles, different footage, but definitely very interesting as far as, you know, what was the presence of Antifa there? What was the presence of agitators?
Yeah, there he is changing his clothes right there in the corner of the screen.
Right, and the cops aren't paying any attention to that. Obviously, they're distracted or concerned with Ashley's, you know, murder or assassination, whatever you want to call it. I call it an assassination because the guy who shot her didn't even say freeze. He didn't say stop, and I hear that he might be in trouble for that. At least that's probably why he's on leave at the moment. That's not, you know, police protocol. But, yeah, there he is right there. Getting into his backpack, and he was just causing trouble all day, and different Trump supporters were trying to stop him, but it was basically he was exploiting or taking advantage of the momentum of the vibe of the group to go ahead and just charge people up, because there were genuine Trump supporters there who were doing things, you know, maybe they weren't supposed to be doing, but he was the one like antagonizing, using sticks, using his helmet. Maybe he also knew a few people in the crowd that were assisting him with that. So just wanted to report that because that's basically coming out right now. It's on Twitter too.
And it's amazing. Every time we look at the original spots where they're either breaking windows or breaching, it's always the same people. It's always the same guy filming. They're wearing the same thing. And so there's definitely something going on here. And you can also tell just from watching this, you can tell some of the police are just, you know, they don't know what's going on either. I mean, they're just like, holy smokes, we're being overwhelmed. Let's just, you know, try to maintain the situation here. You know, they're probably just good people, but there's also going to be bad actors. There's also going to be infiltrators, and there's also going to be people that are, let's say assets on the inside. And so again, it's just totally proven the agitators, the instigators. And then it's never Trump supporters. It's always these people that don't even have Trump gear on, or you can tell they maybe like stuck a sticker on their black hat or something before they go in there just to try to fit in. So yeah. And it's always Trump supporters trying to stop them. So wow. Anything else, Sam?
Well, definitely. Like you said, I know that the police were caught off guard. I could see it in their eyes. There's just a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty with what to do because this was an unprecedented situation. As we start to unravel these things, I definitely don't want to think that police were involved. But, you know, you definitely have to ask why were they not following certain protocols or procedures to make sure things were done in at least a safe way? Was there maybe a person there who knew something more than, you know, we're being told? I'm not sure. I'm not even saying that right now because, like I said, it was unprecedented having that amount of people there. But, it's definitely very interesting how this guy was able to get around, throughout the Capitol basically unnoticed, even though he was one of the loudest individuals, as far as Trump supporters go in that area.
And it's always the BLM guy right there at the front, always, every time, saying, burn it down, instigating the violence. Incredible. Sam, thank you so much. Sam was also at the Austin Capitol today where we were discussing, should we go, should we not? And we just pulled back because we didn't want to be part of a setup. But, Sam didn't end up going. He filed a quick report. Just to tell you what happened at the Capitol today in Austin, where there was supposed to be a big rally, actually. It was going to be a lot of people. And I talked to some of the organizers and the people that were coming in from Dallas and Houston and San Antonio. And we just said, look, you know what? Let's just call it off. Too ripe for a setup. Here's Sam's report from the Capitol today.
Hey, everybody. This is Sam with Infowars.com coming to you live from the Capitol. We're here in Austin, Texas today. And as you can see behind me, we have state troopers running formation. As part of a drill, as part of a protocol to go around the Capitol and secure the area. Over here to my right, you also see we have four troopers stationed behind the Capitol. These are state troopers, guys. These strange pop-up buildings you see over here, it's not actually because of anything that has to do with D.C. These are COVID testing centers. I was able to talk to a gentleman there, real friendly guy. Real local, friendly local Texan.
COVID testing centers completely empty.
This is where people get tested before they go into the building, including these officers. So things definitely are a little different here after what happened in D.C., but just want to give you guys an update that there doesn't appear to be any violence today, which is good, and hopefully whatever happens in the future will go through without any violence. But this is just Sam letting you know what's up from Infowars.com, band.video, theresistance.video.
The InfoWars crew never stops, folks. We always go above and beyond. But yeah, you know, it's amazing. The left riots and terrorizes and burns things to the ground. Police, law enforcement, you know, National Guard, But then we, the people, Americans, righteously upset knowing what's happening to our country, and then we get the full martial law clamped down on us. Incredible. But there you go, folks. Sam working around the clock like the rest of the InfoWars crew here. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. Support InfoWars. Keep us on air. Keep this crew employed. You know, that's one of the things people always want to talk trash on Alex or InfoWars. Folks, InfoWars employs about 100 people, okay? And so, I mean, this is a serious operation here. We want to continue to tell you the truth.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Sometimes you start trends, sometimes you accurately predict them, and so Yes, I've confronted my fair share of politicians. Now it's a trend, and you're seeing it happening at airports and everywhere else. Hey, look, you don't want to be confronted in public? Stop betraying your country. It's really that simple. Of course, it's the left terrorizing people, too, and they're just like a raging mob, so it's kind of just out of control at this point. But that's what happens when you have corruption in politics for so long and it's so heavy. So here's Chuck Schumer being confronted at the airport.
Part of this idea that you need unanimous consent for every senator to call back.
I'm sorry, he's at a press conference. And then some non-security personnel that comes and tries to drag this woman away. So it's hard to understand, but I wanted to at least show you that it happened. So Schumer's doing a press conference. A woman shows up to give him the what for and the how to. And, you know, his security kind of just lets it happen. Good on them. I'm not sure if that's because they can't move in or they don't want to, but whole crowd of people there. One person tried to shut that lady down. The rest started filming her. But this is the next civil disobedience, peaceful redress of grievances with our government. I'll never forget the de Blasio getting confronted in the streets peacefully. This is what these people deserve. I'm not calling for violence, but you see one of these people, let them know how you feel. You have every right to tell them how you feel. Do it peacefully. Do it legally. Do it lawfully. Don't get aggressive or physical with them. But, you know, Chuck Schumer is just one of the worst human beings to ever go into Congress. I mean, I'm going to stop right there. Here's another one in clip 18. Democrat Congressman Lou Correa confronted at the airport.
Want our money? You fill your pockets? I work in my business, boss.
Who are you?
We literally got their spy.
Who are you?
Now again, it's hard to hear this audio, but you know, I'll give this guy credit. He stands his ground. And so that to me says that this guy really just has no clue what's going on. He's just in office and just plays ball. But he's not hiding, and he stands his ground. So I'll give him credit for that. But here's what's going to happen when cowards and criminals like Chuck Schumer get confronted. They're just going to increase their security. They're going to increase their armed guards. And it's just going to be more power to the politicians, more power in D.C., less power from you, less freedom for you. So that's what's coming up. But this is not going to stop. We know where the real criminals are. They're in Washington, D.C. They're in Congress. They've been robbing our country blind and selling our country out for decades, and we're pissed. That's just the situation. You created a third world hellhole. You've driven people into poverty. You've driven people into desolation. They feel they have no other resolution, and they want to restore their freedom and their republic. And we know who did it. You, the politicians. But then they want to use that to say, oh, you're violent. You need to be shut down. You can't have free speech. You can't have a Second Amendment. So, I mean, that's literally letting the criminals get full control. And that's exactly what's going on. Meanwhile, I don't have the time for all of these videos, guys, but just roll some of the B-roll. This is like three or four flights I've seen this now. They're shutting down flights, kicking people off flights, and even grounding flights mid-air because people are talking about Trump or they're singing the national anthem. Here, guys, roll this audio.
Look at this. They kicked everybody off the plane. They told everybody to get off the plane because of a singing the national anthem. Look at this. They told everybody to get off the plane because they started singing the national anthem.
And then they have a whole police force there because, you know, the Trump supporters are so violent, even though they, you know, walked through the Capitol without barely doing any destruction at all, the single file lines many times. But you're not even allowed to sing the national anthem on an airplane. Who do you think runs this country now? China. You're not even allowed to talk about Donald Trump. So Donald Trump is now essentially Voldemort, except the opposite of Voldemort. He's good, so you can't talk about him. This is just incredible tyranny we're witnessing unfold right in front of our faces. Really unbelievable. And just roll the B-roll of clip 13 here, guys, as there are now more military in D.C. to protect the criminals at the Capitol and to protect the inauguration of Joe Biden. Because, you know, that's what you need. And these, there'll be more troops at the inauguration of Biden than there will be Biden voters, because there are none. There is no Biden support. So you have that going on as well. And, you know, let's just for brevity's sake, look at the horrible Trump supporters cleaning up the Capitol after the leftist infiltrators came in and broke windows and stuff. Here's just B-roll of the Trump supporters cleaning up the trash, cleaning up the glass, cleaning up the broken windows and everything, and putting the chairs back in order. So, yeah, I mean, there's your horrible Pearl Harbor event, as Chuck Schumer put it. Oh, my gosh. Please, God, deliver us from these monsters. Please, God, deliver us from these monsters. They are just monsters, man. Chuck Schumer is a monster. Man. Man, oh, man. But then take a look at clip 17, where you had more BLM violence in New York and other places. They get to organize on Facebook, and then they get to go around and terrorize and harass people and beat women in New York City. No FBI investigation, no DOJ investigation, no mainstream media outrage, because it's their mob. So their mob gets violent and vitriolic. They love it. But when the mob that knows who the real enemies are go to D.C. peacefully, they set us up and call us criminals. It's just, this is just, we are facing such a monster right now. We are facing, I would say, the most dark times in American history. And we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot of wars, civil wars. We've been through depressions and everything. We've never, ever experienced something like what's coming. We've always at least had some semblance of our freedom intact. We've always had at least some semblance of being united intact. That's all gone. Freedom is dead in America. And it's now divided we fall. I mean, this is, we are facing, I can't believe them. I really can't believe what we're about to experience. It's going to be bad, folks. It's going to be real bad. And it doesn't even matter that Project Veritas once again catches the left-wing media spewing violent, hateful rhetoric and telling us how they really feel about us. They want to put us in gulags. They want us dead. And that's just the latest from Project Veritas, and there's a lot more coming from this. We'll see when they release it. Let me finish up with the news here, if I can. Oh, my gosh. You know, this one is so big. I really have to just carry this over to tomorrow. This is such a big story. But the headline on Fox News, Biden picked to head DOG Civil Rights Division, wrote blacks had superior physical and mental ability. So they put a black supremacist in to head the DOJ Civil Rights Division. Now, I don't really care about a black supremacist. See, she's now going to be in charge of the system, and she's going to systematically make it racist against white people worse than it already is. So now we have a anti-white bigot black supremacist as the head of the DOJ Civil Rights Division. But, you know, in her racist paper she wrote at Harvard, there's actually some amazing stuff that comes out where she talks about the calcification of the pineal gland. I'm going to have to hold that over to tomorrow. It's too big, and I'm just going to get through the rest of this news. Soho Karen, who attacked black teen, claims she can't be racist because she's a woman of color. So there you go. Only white people can be called racist, which is, of course, racist. So it's not even about racism. It's about creating a new term to insult and bring down white people. So if you're black, if you're anything else, you can be racist, but you're not actually racist. Only white people can be racist. What a lie. What a myth. What an anti-white bigoted stance to take. Boy, somebody wants us distracted. The CIA has just dumped apparently all of their UFO classified information. I went through some of this. It's mostly just out of the 50s. Really hard to read from what I can tell. It's all at blackvault.com. So somebody really wants us distracted from what's going on to release all this UFO stuff. But there could be some interesting stuff in there. Like I said, I barely perused through it. It's all mostly hard to read. And it's like you have to read the whole thing to even get an idea. It's just like, oh, the Navy saw this here. The Air Force saw this here. By the way, the University of Alabama football team won a national title last night. You should see some of the images coming out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. 100,000 in the streets partying without any masks. What a beautiful sight it is right there. We salute them for celebrating Of course, the bars were closed, so they had to go out on the streets. But I love the left. You can go find their comments at these videos on Twitter and YouTube. Oh, they're all going to die. Oh, they're all going to get COVID. Ha ha, you're all dead now. That hasn't happened yet, you a-holes. We continue to have huge events with millions of people and nobody's getting sick, you liars and cowards and frauds. That does it for the InfoWars War Room for today. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Infowars.com/show